Talking with Holland Police Captain Jack Dykstra. Captain, I think a lot of people will agree with us. It's almost as if knives have become the weapon of choice among miscreants in the Lakeshore area. Four stabbings within the last month. Is it something cyclical, or is this something that's always been around and we're just sort of seeing it more and more right now?
You know, I wouldn't call it cyclical. I think it's something that we've always seen at different times. I think the number of incidents that we've had in all in with close proximity, I wouldn't say necessarily that the weapon of choice is a knife. It just seems that apparently more people are out there carrying a knife and definitely using that in the course of whatever altercation they get involved in. And you know, each incident has its own motivations, whether it's happenstance meeting or, you know, something that's more of a targeted type thing. But we've definitely seen an increase in the use of a knife in a fight.
The other thing that would seem off the top of one's head on this is the fact that it's a lot easier to carry and conceal a knife than it is to carry and conceal a handgun.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that, you know, you can carry a knife legally. It's just a matter of, depending on the size, you can carry it legally, but then what you use it for and your intent in the fight is definitely, it becomes now an illegal, item, depending, again, on the size and circumstances. But, so yes, it's something that's more concealable. It's something that, people can carry, and it's not necessarily a larger item like a gun. And I'm glad we're not seeing that either. You know, that, Holland, in general, is a good place to be, a safe place to live and walk around. And you can't just assume that everybody with a knife has bad intentions.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, along the knife situation, that the January stabbing that the woman is going to be going up for trial in next month is a case where there was a kitchen knife involved.
Sure. You know, and oftentimes, you know, research has shown us that knives are involved in more incidents where there's some type of a relationship between the individual and who they might be attacking versus, you know, where guns might be more not necessarily related to, you know, an individual. It's a more close combat type of weapon versus, you know, a handgun or long gun of some sort. So, you know, research has shown as well that when there's a knife involved, it quite often is related to some type of relationship that the person has had with the victim prior to that.
So rounding this off there, Jack Dykstra, I would think more than anything else is these incidents that have been reported within the past month is more coincidental than anything else?
Clearly more coincidental. We haven't seen anything, and our investigators haven't told us anything that would contradict that. It just seems that we've had too many within a close period of time that it does raise the question.